It's October the 10th, 2016, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. God help us. On God's good, great planet Earth. Well, every country in the world has figured it out. There is not an intellectual genius in this country that's running for the president. A doofus male and an insane female. That's our choices. My goodness, you have a media that's controlled by a media monger. Now do you understand why JC, that's me, don't vote, stop voting in the 70s? I watched the debate last night. Now, if you're not as disgusted as I am, of all the people in the United States of America, of all the decent people, come on, can you think of one person in this country that is legitimately can say, I would like to be the president of a country and to rule with intelligence? I'll cut the music because it's not important to have it in the background. I got to talk to you. I watched that debate last night. With a group of men in my home, I think there were five or six of us watching it because it was football night. And so we elected to turn off the game and to watch the second presidential debate. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I went to CNN this morning. I had to leave there. I'm afraid to go to Fox. I don't know what to think of the minds of our country. I mean, wouldn't you think that at least one intellectual, one person would step forward? I think the last question that was posed, can you say anything kind about the candidate? And the way that ended, that was one of the most disgusting moments of my adult life that I experienced watching television in my home. Well, getting ready to head to the college and try to teach them a little bit about philosophy and what's fair and what's just. But what can I say to my students now? We are in a bad way in this country. When you see the East Coast basically devastated, torn up, and you turn on the news and you see Trump and Hillary, disgusting. That shouldn't even be at the bottom of the news clip. That should be nowhere. It would do us all well, not even to seriously think about voting. To put forth an effort to put your name behind anything like that is most disgusting thing. Even the vice presidential candidates are a bad pick. Have we stooped that far? I think that we have. I think that not only has God turned his back on America, we've turned our back on God. Now, it appears that the great diviner is tearing up our cities. The East Coast is being decimated, devastated again. Hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars lost. People's homes, livelihood, everything gone. And we're looking at that stupid ass debate. You know what? I believe that there's decency left, but I don't know where it is in this country. I just don't know. And I got to bring God up to the issue because, you see, we've forsaken God. We've forsaken God and run after God only knows what. There's no more moral dignity in this country. There's no one that you could say that you really trust in politics. No, you can't. What I'm wondering is how the other nations of the world view us. Oh, I know. when elections come up in other countries, they kill each other over there. Well, that shows how savage they are and how the hatred is putrefied. It's the same thing here in this country. But America used to at least shadow fax it, hide it. Now it's no longer hidden. It's out in the open. You should be just as ashamed as I am. I'm not going to open up my Bible and whip you with the Bible. I haven't done that in a few months because it's unnecessary. We're done. God is finished with this. We are done. And you know what? It's about time. Now, I'm going to watch the rest of this fiasco called an election and politics and all of that and the swearing in, if there is a swearing in or a swearing out. I had someone call me during the debate. I told him, I said, I'll have to get back with you after it. After it, I didn't call him back. There was nothing to say. Absolutely nothing. Sitting over here watching it, we have older men about my age, and then we have younger men watching it. And just speechless. We just looked at it and we were saying, is that it? Is that it? That is the amount of intelligence? It's no wonder our young people are crazy in the streets. It is no wonder everything appears to be but backwards in this country. Everything is falling apart in this country. It is no wonder at all because of what I viewed and what I will be viewing and what I have been viewing. Don't worry about the noise in the background. It's my plumbing pipes need a little work on it. I got to get some work done there. But to tell you the truth, I have absolutely no faith, no trust, nothing that I can say can lift us up out of the hole that we're in. I don't want to hear from anyone talking about law and order, justice, and voting for Trump and voting for Hillary. I'll just look at you and say, so you're still trapped in the fool's game. I don't believe that God has abandoned those of us that truly believe in him, and I would admonish you to keep your faith and trust in God alone. Live a life of decency as you understand God to be a decent entity in your life. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in politics. Man or woman, white or black, all of them thoroughly deceived and debauched. I hope that you can find a group of human beings that you can communicate with, love, that you can have some kind of transparency with, that is far more intelligent than those two bastardly people that are supposed to be going after the helm of being leadership in this country. We should reject them flat out, both of them. Reject them. They are both disqualified to lead this country. You don't need a religionist in there, and you don't need a crooked politician. Now, who was the best person that was running for that office that could have led? Even though Bernie was a blooming socialist, he was the closest one on the Democratic ticket. Who on the Republican ticket? But who? We are in terrible shape. And this last scenario about Donald Trump and the vaginal stuff and all of that just goes to show you how far we've stooped. Anyone even making a statement like that and that coming out, trust me, they didn't just find that. They held the clip until this time. That's what politicians do. They're dirty, scandalous people. They probably have stuff on Hillary that they're going to blow out there before the election date comes, because this is the nastiest, mud-slinging, disrespectful thing. I don't know how any of you pastors in the church can tell your people, if you can call them that, to vote for any of these imbeciles, these jackasses. And how many of you pastors have taken a kickback already? Because you know how it is when the politicians come to town. First place they go is to the black church, because the black population is the most gullible group of individuals that you have that attends any kind of assemblage. We're in terrible shape, friends. Well, that's it. I just want you to muse around in your head for some decency. Try to find that point and stick it with some logic and with some intelligence. But I'm just throwing this out. Who would you vote for? Seriously. And not between those two. If you had a choice, who, what? I mean, protocol, they both broke it. They both are an embarrassment to the nation. An embarrassment to the nation. And unless this nation confronts that statement and addresses it as such, you're just as guilty as they are. You're just as guilty. Now, let me go back, because I told you people, years ago I told you, and voting is a fool's game. And don't be talking about, well, we black, we free, and we got it. None of those parties are doing anything for black folk. Quiet is kept for white folk. Yeah, we got a pretty good thing. When people need some food and shelter, we going to put you up to it like that. But when you got to go to the high ground, all your stuff is gone, wiped out, what you going to do? Why aren't we looking at all that on the TV? Why aren't we talking about that? We aren't talking about that. You know why we're not talking about that? Because we've been sideswiped by foolishness. Blindsided. That's what I call it. Stupid blindsidedness. People, you need to come back to God. I'm going to tell you what your problem is. And I don't care whether you call him Yahweh, Jehovah. He can be the Jewish God, the Christian God, the Islamic God, some God. You need to come back to a deity. And you need to bow your knee to that and ask for divine forgiveness for your abrupt foolishness. What you waiting to watch? Dancing with the Stars this week? You want to watch something fool? You want to watch all that foolishness they got on Netflix and YouTube and all that? Keep you spinning, keep you occupied with stupidness. And then they got Bozo the Clown and Chucko running for the greatest office in the nation. That's what we've become. Oh yeah, I'm going to lay it on you, because you're going to vote. You think that's your duty. It's your responsibility to avoid this scenario, because they're going to do whatever they're going to do anyhow. And all we're trying to do is keep a little food on the table, right? We're each. Now there's a hell of a lot more of us, about 30 days away from extreme poverty. Some of those people that storm hit has nothing. Nothing. Just walking around in knee-deep water. Nothing. Now, I hope I can get to work today without the freeway breaking down, the roadway busted all up, or somebody go crazy on the main thoroughfare and because of police and killed another one of us. How many more black men are dead because the cops are frustrated and they choking us out, killing us, and then got us killing the cops? Man, Trump talked about it yesterday. Two more police officers killed. What are the police officers doing? You better stop messing with these people. These people are not going to let you mess with them like that, because they know that the law and government, law and order and everything is broken down. Trump said law and order, right? What law and order? Look at you. You can't even have a debate without breaking it. Looking stupid. Everybody can read your body language that you're a nitwit ready to go off. And Hillary, when caught in a lie, she couldn't shadow fax that. That was the... I'm through. Hey, you guys have a great day. And hopefully, Lord willing, I got to come back and do a Bible lesson or something, because, man, I'm telling you, this stuff so decimated my mind. All I wanted to do was go to bed. I just said, hey, I'm going to bed. That's all I could do. I didn't want to finish watching the football game or nothing. You hear me? Anything. That was the most ridiculous thing that I had ever seen in my entire life. But what else is new? I hope you guys are doing well. And for those of you that are still playing that game, looking at your government, you need to know this, that God has turned his back on America. And I hope that those of you that are listening to me, that are a part of this country, in Canada, in Europe, that loves God, haven't turned your back on him. Because I'm telling you, I got up this morning and I felt like I was 20 years old again. And you know what the Bible tells me? I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I don't have any money, but I don't need any money. And you know what I think God's going to do? Wait a minute. Before he's finished slamming us, I think he's going to send a big shaker here to the West Coast and just tear up all of this stuff. Tear it all up. You mark my word. God is so ticked at our foolishness, he has no objective other than to destroy this thing, and until we get the picture. And until we hard-headed, stiff-necked, that's what the Old Testament Bible called us, stiff-necked, hard-hearted. That's what we are, died in sin, and will not admit it to ourselves. Will not. Our children have been given over to pure whoredom. I mean, our children are nothing but the babies of whores. And the whole country and everything. There is no sexual morality, no decency. You know what I'm talking about? Because people want to do all that in the street. We are an indecent group of people. And we have tested the hand of God. Have you ever seen nature the way it's railing up and dishing out things on this country? I have never seen it like this. Well, it's the melting of the ice caps. No, it's the melting of your spiritual cap. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, let it rain down judgment. I feel sorry for the people that lost everything. Get on your faces before God. It's not about that material. It really isn't. And I know it's a sad thing, because if I lost everything around here, you know what I'd do? I'd get out in the street and get me a shopping cart like everybody else. And go to somebody that got some food or something. But I know why God allows what he is allowing. All right, let me cut this off, because I got to go to work and I don't want to be late. God bless you. Whatever you do, you stay into the Word of God.